This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki with help from New Zealand On Air. To find more local content, go to www.accessradiotaranaki.com.
Kia ora, this is the Catholic Couch. This show is run by the Catholic Parish of New Plymouth Youth Group, and we'll dive into life's big, small, and sometimes ridiculous questions.
There's nothing better than piling up into a large, soft couch to hang out. Don't miss out. Come join us on the couch for a chat. Thanks for listening to The Catholic Couch by the Catholic Parish of New Plymouth Youth Group. If you enjoyed this show...
Kia ora, welcome to The Catholic Couch on Access Radio Taranaki 104.4 FM. Today you're here with me, Rain, and also with Magda.
Hiya.
Welcome back to the show, Magda. I think last time you were here with Lucy and talking about being a confirmation junior leader.
Yes, that was a really exciting chat we had.
Yeah, so today Magda has joined us on the show and I'm going to be interviewing her, and she's going to be sharing a little bit about the Komiti Kaitiaki at Sacred Heart Girls College. So do you want to tell us a bit about what that committee is?
Well, Komiti Kaitiaki is a new environmental council or club that Sacred Heart Girls College has established and will basically be the heart of our school's environmental and sustainability activities throughout the year. And we started in term one, and because we thought we hadn't had any club or council that was responsible for any environmental related stuff around our school, and there were a bunch of keen students who really wanted to be a part of a community like that. And so our deputy principal organised a group, and we decided to kick off our council with a new project, which was planting a big memorial garden on our bottom field to make use of all the empty space that there was in this one corner. There was a big space around the back of the field that had a lot of gorse and overgrown grass and big wilted trees on it, and we thought, well, if we clear that space, we can make something entirely new and greater out of it.
Yeah. Very cool. Awesome. So I was thinking it would be great to for you to share a little bit about the memorial garden. And so my first question is, what is it a memorial of?
Yep. So basically, we're going to plant a native setting and get funding from the Matariki Tu Rako grant. And they're an organisation, a government organisation, that's provided funding to plant native trees as living memorials for New Zealand's heroes. And so... yeah, it's the final year that they're offering funding through the grant, and we thought, well, who do we consider our heroes at Sacred Heart? And so we discussed who we thought we should commemorate with a new plantation, and we decided we wanted to dedicate it to the Sisters of Our Lady of the Missions, those from the past and also from the present. And we thought it was a wonderful way for us to show gratitude for basically all they've done for our school, and for their donation of time and effort to living the mission, and love and dedication they've put forward for others.
Very cool. What native trees did you decide to plant?
Oh, there was a bunch. Roughly, at the end of the day, we ordered around over 160 plants, and from that bunch, from what I can remember, they all had to be trees, and we had some really big ones like Purdiri and Rerawera and Mahoe. What was another one? Gosh, it's hard to remember.
Did you have any Kōwhai?
And we did lots of Kōwhai. Oh, cool. Yeah, they're my favourite tree at the moment. I'm super glad that we were able to have a few of those planted. We also had some slightly smaller plants such as Caprosma or Karamu, they call it. Kohuhu, which is like your pittosporum, as well as a lot of kanuka, which would be quite pretty when it's grown, and also some wineberry, I believe. So there was a great variety of different plants we chose. And it was quite nice, the selection, because we really wanted to get, for one, a lot of diversity in our planting, but also we wanted something that would have like a bloom in different seasons. It would look quite colourful and pretty and attract birds and bees and all that kind of stuff. And yeah, so we're really looking forward to watching it grow and seeing all that, like, really come alive through the different kinds of flowers and foliage that we'll have.
That's so cool. Before I ask you some more questions, mm-hmm. we might play a song, and you've chosen a song. Do you want to tell us a little bit about why you chose it?
Yes, I've chosen Follow the Sun by Xavier Rudd, and it's a little song I like. It's very calm and folk-based, and I think it would be a nice little relaxing song to start us off with the radio show.
Awesome, we'll play that for you now.
Thank you. follow the sun, and which way the wind blows when this day is done.
Welcome back to the Catholic Couch on Access Radio Taranaki 104.4 FM. That was a really good song. I really like that song, Magda.
Cheers.
Who was involved in Planting Day for the Memorial Garden?
Well, Planting Day was on the 30th of July, so pretty recently, and it was quite. We hyped it up to be a really big event, and it was great because after doing a lot of advertising for it, there were actually many people from the community, Manawatapa community, who showed up. So yeah, it was a great turnout, and not only did we have our environmental council there, we had many teachers from our school who pitched in to help dig, and there were also people from some of our who'd helped us with our clearing of the planting site, Betts and Bishop Landscaping, I believe, and they also brought along many other plants during the day. There were also lots of other students from school having announced that assembly. Lots of students were very keen on coming along. We also had parents coming along with some of their students, as well as two of our very own mission sisters, Colleen and Margaret, I believe, or Colleen and Mary. I haven't quite remembered their names, but yes, two very lovely ladies who came along, and they were very happy to see that there was, you know, a garden just for them being planted right in Sacred Heart. So yeah, it was quite lovely, really, and there were lots of people who expressed how grateful they were to be a part of such a cool project that we'd come up with, and yeah, it was a great day. We got the planting done in about record time, an hour and under an hour, and there were over 200 plants planted that day.
Wow.
So yeah, it was pretty brilliant. Yeah, and we also had a little sausage sizzle afterwards, and so everyone was quite happy to you know, talk and chill and hang out at the end. So yeah, it was nice. A lovely day, and we were quite worried about the weather and all that, but it was a little bit rainy while we were prepping for planting day before 1 o'clock, but once planting day started and everyone was there, the sun just came out and it was a lovely afternoon.
Amazing. That's so awesome. And tell me about the design, like who designed the garden and how did you decide what design to use?
Yeah, it was quite a fun process actually. At the beginning, when we decided to begin this project, after we've got the go from the board, we decided that we were going to kind of get the committee to do some design planning work, and we all got together and drew up some concepts of kind of how we want things, like if we want seating, with the what kind of paths we wanted and what would the paths look like on the site, kind of we would put what plants where and why. All those kinds of things and design aspects, and at the end of it we compiled a little concept where we had three different paths all extending from one centre point at the very top of our little, because the planting site was kind of on a hill, it was on a gradual slope, and at the top of that slope we had like a circle that would reserve, we'd call it clearing, and yeah, all the plants would be around the clearing, and you'd have three different paths, one going towards the back, two going towards the front of the site, and they'd kind of be weaving through the area, and then, yeah, we'd have the plants, you know, either side of the paths. It's quite nice, and it's quite kind of a little bit of an adventurous design that we came up with that allows students to kind of have fun while they're walking rather than just, like, a couple straight, boring paths, you know? We wanted it to be kind of exciting and, you know, just interesting. And for a post-planting plan that we're coming up with, we're deciding to kind of incorporate seating within the clearing and also refine the paths. Maybe we haven't decided what we're going to, like, layer them with yet, but, you know, gravel or wood chips or maybe keep it grass, cool. All those kinds of things. And yeah, and by design, we wanted it to be, you know, easily accessible. We wanted it to work also as a student resource. So yeah, we planned our way around, making it quite interactive and fun, basically.
Cool, yeah. Very cool. And a different, like a side question, what makes you passionate about the environment and sustainability? Like, why have you chosen to be part of this project and part of the Komiti Kaitiaki?
Well, yeah, I mean, when I first heard about it, I was like, wow, I wish I came up with this idea. This is something I'd really like to get involved with, and that would be because I suppose I started volunteering at the fernery in Pukekura a couple of years ago, and I still am, but from then on, I kind of had a real interest in learning about nature and plants and horticulture especially, and I thought, well, I've kind of got the skills and assets, I think, that I can contribute towards making this project a reality and, you know, sharing what I know with others, and also, you know, seeing something that has a lot of potential that you can actually, like, you know, it was something cool that I thought, you know, the students, including myself, could create and then actually see implemented, you know what I mean? It was good to be a part of it, and I was really passionate about kind of making things happen and work, and showing the other students around, you know, how to plant things, why putting plants when and where and whereabouts, and I think nature, it's quite cool because it's all like living things. I think it's quite cool that you're able to like take care of something. It gives you like nurturing plants is a real hobby of mine, because it's like once you really see like a plant take away, it's how do I express it? It's something, it's just cool to kind of watch something grow and have great potential to be something like beautiful or something healthy, and it's very cool to look at as well. And basically I like taking care of them because it's fun, you learn a lot, it's quite interactive, it's almost like having a little pet. I really enjoy just learning about plants.
Awesome.
And, yeah.
That's awesome. And I do think that there's something really beautiful about caring for a living thing, and I think that plants are definitely something like incredibly beautiful to that we can look at and that we can be around and be a part of. And I really like that creation or ecology, like the way that everything works together. And I think sometimes as people we forget that the plants and the animals creation is like integral to our own like well-being, and sometimes we see ourselves as like a bit separate, but we're not really, you know, like and we shouldn't be. So I think that it's really, really cool that Sacred Heart College has a Komiti Kaitiaki, and I can't wait to see the garden.
Yeah, it's going to be something, it's really cool for us as the students to not only see it being planted, but then, you know, in 50 years' time when we come back, or, you know, if your kid goes to that school, you can say, I had a part to play in creating something like this that looks really wonderful and cool, and students, you know, are enjoying and taking care of for many years to come and, you know, onwards.
Yeah, that's incredible. And do you have any plans, or the Komiti Kaitiaki, do you have any plans on, future projects or, like, little things that you'd like to do?
There's a few things in mind. I mean, not only have we just, we have to, like, we'll be the ones maintaining this beautiful memorial garden we now have. So not only will we be doing that, but there's also lots of other environmental projects like trapping. Recently we set out tracking tunnels to go and figure out what kind of little critters we have around our school. And so we'll get to, once we have some traps given to the school, we'll be able to go out and, you know, look after the birds by, you know, getting rid of some of the pesky mice and stoats and stuff that we have in our local reserves, as well as basically the committee will be like second caretakers to the school, going around, you know, weeding other places, maybe starting up some other planting projects. I have heard around that the school was wanting to create some kind of fruit orchard, like a community fruit plantation for the school somewhere. So something like that we'll definitely jump on and get involved with if they're thinking of implementing it. So yeah, basically other things, maybe encouraging students to get involved with environmental activities, like maybe having an environmental week at school,
cool.
Getting the students to get involved with not directly like just planting, but things like composting and recycling, all those you know, eco-friendly, sustainable, environmental related activities would be quite cool to implement and see more of around the school.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That sounds really wonderful.
Yeah.
We have another song to play, and this is one that Lucy and Magda chose for last time they were on the show, but we ran out of time to play it. So this song is What a Beautiful Name, and yeah, enjoy it.
Name of Jesus Christ.
Welcome back to the Catholic Couch on Access Radio Taranaki 104.4 FM. And you're here with Rain and Magda, and we've been talking a little bit about the Komiri Kaitiaki at Sacred Heart Girls College today. And Magda's been sharing about the planting day that they had, which is very, very cool. And I thought I'd share a quote with everybody about Pope Francis wrote an encyclical called Laudato Si in 2015, which was, it's pretty incredible encyclical, like quite groundbreaking. I think it still drives like a lot of church communities into environmental practices, although there's really long way to go. And in that document, Laudato Si, Pope Francis said, "Let us be protectors of creation, protectors of God's plan inscribed in nature, protectors of one another and of the environment." And I think I really love how in that encyclical he talks about the like interlinking between our lives and the lives of all of the all of creation around us, and how God appointed people as kaitiaki of that, and how we have been doing a pretty poor job of recognising that everything in nature, be it tiny or huge, has an impact on our lives, and we have an impact on its lives. So I think it's pretty awesome that I've seen in the last 5 years like a huge growth in people's care about environmental issues, and particularly young people's care about environmental issues. And I think the more that you all speak out about the need for care and protection of the environment, it's going to have a massive impact on older generations and a massive impact on like the future of our environment in Aotearoa and the world. So I think it's pretty incredible that there's just so many students that obviously care about this enough that they would turn up in such large numbers to planting day. So I think that's awesome. Yeah. Is there anything else that you'd like to share about, I guess, things that you'd like to see, or about what causes people to be like to have been involved in planting day? Like, were there larger numbers of senior students or junior students?
There was actually it was quite a mix, really. I think there was probably more juniors than seniors even. It's quite a good thing that there are lots of younger people who are keen on learning about the environment and how to take care of it, because in the committee we have a especially large amount of year 7s, 8s and 9s, which are the younger year groups of our school. And I find it really quite, you know, admirable and amazing that they're so keen to get involved with stuff like that. And they're not afraid of getting their hands dirty to take care of their local environment, because, you know, we do need more people interested in doing that, because, you know, as you said, the environment needs more care than ever at the way we're going. And so I encourage everyone to get out, and even if you can't, just care for your local environment in whatever way you can, and even if you can't, just reflect on being grateful for it, because it's a beautiful thing that we have around us, and it's so easily there for us to have. Why wouldn't you be grateful for it?
That's awesome. And we're actually out of time, so thank you so much, Magda, for joining us, and we'll see or hear you all back on the Catholic Couch next Monday.
Awesome. Thanks, Ryan. Thanks, everyone.
Thanks for listening to the Catholic Couch by the Catholic Parish of New Plymouth Youth Group. If you enjoyed this show, you can find it as a podcast on the Access Radio Taranaki website, Spotify and Apple Podcasts.
This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki with help from New Zealand On Air. To find more local content, go to our website, accessradiotaranaki.com.